Good morning. Welcome back to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And morning to all of you. Hope you're doing wonderful. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're praising the Lord and leaning on Him today as you go about your everyday life. Want to continue on from yesterday about these false preachers and the false teachings that they're doing and how serious a problem it seriously is. I'd like to ask some questions and some statements here and talk a little bit about some things. Number one, these are some quotes from Leonard Ravenhill. For those who don't know who Ravenhill is, I think I might have mentioned his name maybe last week or whatever, but look up Leonard Ravenhill. You'll be just amazed. The man was a wonderful man of God. He really, really had a heart for the Lord's kingdom and for the Lord. And you can't beat his preaching, folks. You just can't. He loves the Lord and he loves you. He's passed on now, but he's got some great messages out there that we need to take advantage of. Believe me. Here's some of them. He says, how can you pull down strongholds of Satan if you don't even have the strength to turn off your own TV? Is that not the truth, or am I just imagining things? We get so caught up in our favorite TV programs, our favorite this and our favorite that, our favorite movies. Everybody's even got their favorite commercials. You know, the guys want to see the shoot 'em up and detective shows, and the women, most by and large, want to watch the home shows and, you know, about houses and cooking and decorating and that kind of stuff. And everybody's got their favorites. We spend more time doing that every week than we do walking with the Lord, and there's no doubt in my mind that that's a fact. We spend many, many more hours a week watching TV than we do walking and talking and doing the work of the Lord. And I got to tell you, here's what Ravenhill said, and I can identify with this. Just with my eyes closed, I tell you what made me think about this. I've been a long time, I get a lot of criticism from a lot of people. If I get out of the 200-300 emails I get every day, of the ones that are relating to the website, to the ministry, 75% of them are negative. And that's sad. That breaks your heart. Breaks my heart. It makes it hard. And you start wanting to question yourself, because Satan takes every little bitty opportunity he can to grab onto anything he thinks might be a weakness. And you know, I started questioning myself here just not too long back, and I don't mean years ago, I mean within weeks back, about am I taking things just too seriously. And I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I couldn't come up with an answer. I didn't hear anything from the Lord on it. I just kept having that doubt that was trying to creep into my mind. And then one day, I don't know how it happened, or I shouldn't say that. I mean, I don't know what led me to that, but I was looking at some things on the internet, trying to get some information on a subject, preachers, different preachers, and ran across a quote site, and I just kind of browsed it for a little bit, and I saw Leonard Ravenhill's name, and so I clicked on it, and I kind of just skimmed through them, wasn't really reading all of them, just the whole thing. I just kind of skimmed through them a little bit, you know, the first page and the second page, and then bang. Seemed like just bang, and the second page of one of them, I believe it was the second page, one of them just jumped out of the screen at me almost. And when I read it, I just couldn't believe that I had doubted so much. Instead of believing in what God had told me for all these years, time after time, He had proven to me over and over again that what He wanted me to do was what I'm doing. But you know, where I'm human, I get weak, and I need these things to keep me in line, believe me. because I was afraid that I was taking things too serious and maybe I was overlooking things and I was just kind of blowing things out of proportion and worrying about things that weren't worth worrying about, blah, 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 blah. And then I read this quote, and it says, many pastors criticize me for taking the gospel so seriously. But do they really think that on judgment day, Christ will chastise me saying, Leonard, you took me too seriously? When I read that, I knew in my heart, I knew in my mind, there was a peace in my soul that the Lord had led me to that quote by Leonard Ravenhill as an answer to my prayers. Because I had been praying, Lord, verify to me somehow that I'm not taking it too serious, that I truly am doing what you want me to do and to continue doing what you want me to do. And that I'm not just seeing things, went through a narrow vision glass. Because you do get a lot of criticism. You get a lot of people that tell me I should be ashamed of myself and that I'm a heathen and that I'm a one of Satan's minions because I'm trying to bring division into the church, which certainly not the case. I'm not trying to bring division to anybody. But people, the Lord told us, the Lord made it very clear that that there are certain people who are watchmen. A watchman is someone who watches and tries to help protect the sheep, the people. And how can you be a good watchman if you're not willing to say, hey, look what that person's teaching. That's contrary to God's word. Don't go listen to this man. Pray for him. Pray for what he's doing and pray for him to get straightened out and come to the real sanctifying grace of the Lord Jesus. But don't go follow him. He's wrong. That's our job. That's my job. That's everybody's job to some degree. If you folks hear somebody preaching something that you know is contrary to the Bible and you can prove it, you need to tell people about it. That's your obligation to your fellow man and to Christ himself. And that's what my calling has been for the last 12 years now, is to watch, warn, and try to pray for these people and try to talk to them and help them out to see the true word of God. And Ravenhill went on to say something that was just, I just love this statement. At one time I would have said, no, man, no way do I want to be this. But after hearing it, realizing what he meant by it all, it made so much sense. And it's become something that I have asked now of the Lord. Ravenhill said, my main ambition in life is to be on the devil's most wanted list. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you're on the devil's most wanted list, it's certainly not because you're a bad guy. It's because you're doing the work of the Lord and the devil can't stand it. And you're the enemy. And that's what Ravenhill's saying. We should be the devil's enemy. But so many of us are not the enemy because Satan knows that so many of us are never going to say a word. We're never going to do a thing. We're just going to live our little lives all by our little selves in our church. And then go home and just stay in our little bubble and we're not going to do anything. And he knows that. So many of us are not the enemy of the devil per se. But if you're out there fighting tooth and nail for the Lord every day, I guarantee you are the devil's enemy and he hates you for it. And you could be on his most wanted list. And that, boy, I tell you what, when I read that, I said, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Isn't that where you should want to be? And then, you know, I got to thinking about other things that I read Ravenhill had said that made a lot of sense to me and to you and to today's world. He said, you know, children can tell you what's on... How did it go? Children can tell you what Channel 7 says, but not what Matthew 7 says. Isn't that the truth? How many of your kids know exactly what time and what channel their cartoon and the names of the cartoons and when they're on, who's coming up next, after them, who's before them, everything. They know all those cartoon channels by heart. And it's amazing, isn't it? But they don't know what, you know, the Bible says, because we don't spend hardly any time in the Bible, just maybe an hour, 45 minutes for Sunday school, and that's the end of it. 45 minutes a week our children are sent to the Sunday school, and the rest of the week they're watching TV. We should be ashamed of ourselves, folks. Let me ask you this. There's a little, almost a poem here that Ravenhill said. Could a mariner sit idle if he heard the drowning cry? Could a doctor sit in comfort and just let his patients die? Could a fireman sit idle, let men burn and give no hand? Can you sit at ease in Zion with the world around you damned? That really make you stop and think, won't it? Can you really do that? If you was out on a ship and you heard somebody crying, screaming for help because they were drowning, and you couldn't get to them, but the mariner, the seaworthy guy could, but he just stood there, sat idle, wouldn't do nothing about it. Is that right? Is it right for a doctor to just sit in comfort in his office, knowing he's got a patient that's dying and not going, and he just ain't gonna do nothing about it? Or a fireman shows up at a fire and he sits down on the curb and men go in to fight the fire and he just, you know, doesn't care. The roof caves in, men are burning, and he don't care. He don't even get up. Just sits there. And that's the same as what we're doing. We come to church and sit in our pews with the cushions on them, and believe me, they're not the most comfortable, but they're not bad, are they? You know, we all have, you know, some of us have better pews than others. But, you know, isn't that what we're doing, folks? Sitting at ease in our little Zion here in our church while the world around us is damned. The world around us is going to hell and we're doing nothing about it. You think that's not true? Think about this. Today's Christians spend more money on dog food than they do on missions. Can you fathom that? Can you fathom that? And I'm not saying we all are supposed to hate animals and not feed our dogs. That's not what I'm saying. But that's pretty sad, isn't it? And I'd also ask ourselves this question. Why do we expect to be better treated in this world than Jesus was? Are we better than Jesus? I'm certainly not. I don't want to be. I don't think I am, and I don't want to be. And you know, and another thing, if Jesus preached the same message ministers preach today, I can guarantee you he would have never been crucified, folks. Do you hear ministers up there today saying things that, you know, he should be crucified for turning against us? You know, what's this nonsense of preaching this Jesus stuff? You know, crucify him for it. Preachers aren't preaching anything that's doing anything for anybody anymore, hardly. It's terrible. I don't know what else to tell you. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. That's what's going on. We're all in our little comfort zones, folks, and that's wrong. The Bible even teaches us that we're going to have tribulation. And if we're going to have tribulation in the world, then, you know, we know we are. And if we're not having any tribulation in this world, then probably we're doing something wrong. We're not following Jesus, are we, if everything's so cozy-wozy? Listen, I got to go out of time again. God bless you. See you in the morning. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.